Welcome to the iPod, a podcast series from Ophthalmology Times, where we engage with key opinion leaders about the latest innovations in the areas of surgery, clinical diagnosis, drug therapy, research, technology, or practice management.
I'm David Hutton, editor of Ophthalmology Times. I'm joined today by Dr. Thomas Samuelson, who is presenting three-year pivotal trial outcomes of iStent inject trabecular microbypass and phacoemulsification versus phaco alone in primary open-angle glaucoma. Dr. Samuelson, thank you for joining us. Tell us about your presentation.
Sure, David. Thanks for inviting me. Basically, we presented the three-year data from a cohort of patients from the original U.S. pivotal trial. The original trial was very large, over 500 patients. And based on FDA requirements, there was a two-year endpoint. And that two-year endpoint was reported on and published, and that's been completed. Then it was determined that longer follow-up would be desirable. And so every single patient from the original cohort was invited back for a three-year follow-up visit. So it wasn't planned from the outset, but something that was started after the original trial was completed. So we didn't have complete reporting on the entire original cohort. We have reporting on three-year data for everyone who accepted the invitation to have a three-year follow-up visit. So it's an important caveat and potentially a limitation to the trial, but I'll speak to that later. What did we find? Well, the good news is we had quite a few patients that chose to accept the invitation. And importantly, the ratio of patients that accepted the invitation was very similar to the ratio of the original trial in terms of the randomization. That is, there were more patients randomized to phacoemulsification plus iStent inject than there were to straight phacoemulsification. And the ratio of people that followed up was similar to the original randomization, so very important. Well, what did we find? We have three important, I think, parameters to discuss. One is that efficacy was maintained at 36 months. So that's terrific. We are pleased that we got the same efficacy basically at 3 years that we had at 2 years. We also had more patients in the iStent inject, the study group, that were medication free as compared to phaco alone. And then something unique to this trial, we reported that the quality of life of patients that are medication free was at a higher level as self-reported by the patient than those that were on medications. Now that might be intuitive, but that's really not been demonstrated with a glaucoma surgical procedure in the past. In fact, generally with our traditional glaucoma surgeries, patients often report perhaps a less quality of life because they may have bleb dysesthesia or some undesirable effect from the surgical procedure itself. So here we have a glaucoma procedure where patients are reporting a higher quality of life, which is really very, very important. It's quite often the case that what might be best for the patient isn't best for the way they feel. You know, medicines make patients feel unwell. Sometimes surgery makes patients feel their eye might be not as comfortable postoperative. In this instance, patients that were in the study group, the phaco plus iStent inject, reported improvement in quality of life, which is great. And then the last thing that I'd like to report on in terms of takeaways is that the corneal endothelium at 3 years was no different in the phaco plus iStent inject group as compared to phaco alone. And I think most glaucoma specialists and comprehensive ophthalmologists realize that corneal endothelium is very important when you're putting a device within the eye. But in this instance, there was no deleterious effect of phaco plus iStent when compared to phacoemulsification alone. So that's really an important take home at 3 years. And then again, just want to reemphasize the limitation. The limitation of this three-year reporting is that it's a bit different than the original two-year pivotal trial where every patient was reported on. This is those patients that chose to accept the invitation for a three-year data point. But it was a sizable number, so an important study nonetheless, and it was a privilege to present it.
Long-term, what can the information that you gather from this ultimately mean for patients?
Well, you know, it's hard to project, you know, three-year data to five-year data and beyond, but, you know, 3 years in the life of a glaucoma patient isn't insignificant. A lot of these patients are more on the elderly side, and if we can just get them through 36 months and hopefully on to 48 and 60 months, it's terrific. And if we can achieve pressure control with a modest amount of medications. You know, I think most of us that do a lot of MIGS surgery would never pretend that for a large percentage of our glaucoma patients, we can get them off all medications. What we're trying to do is get them on a realistic drug regimen, maybe phaco plus a MIGS procedure plus a prostaglandin, or, you know, just something tolerable as opposed to 3 and 4 drug regimens that drive the eye toward surface toxicity. You know, there is a trend in glaucoma management and frankly, ophthalmology in general to try to reduce the need for eye drop therapy, especially when that same eye drop therapy causes significant surface issues due to benzalkonium, due to the active ingredient itself. Patients seem to enjoy having fewer medications, so that's a very good thing.
And lastly, what's the take-home message?
I think those things that we can enhance the quality of life by making drug regimens less complicated and in some instances off medicines completely, that corneal endothelium is not jeopardized by using iStent inject, and that we can be optimistic that the results will carry on toward more longer term success, but this is at least success at 36 months.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the iPod. We hope you subscribe at iTunes and let us know what topics you'd like to hear more about. Stay connected by going to ophthalmologytimes.com, subscribing to our newsletter, and following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. We'll see you next time.